Morning, I'm going to go back and I'm going to listen to them, and then I'm going to make some notes, and then I'm going to touch up some pieces that I missed. Started my laundry on Wednesday. Yesterday I left a load. Kind of sounds weird. Left a load. Not as weird as dropped a load though. The nip will know what that means. A big fatty.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty, online.
And then I'm going to go back and I'm going to listen to the nip.
Hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 4608 of the BFO for Wednesday, the 8th of October, 2025. Y'all, coming up on today's Say It With Me. I really got nothing. Big Fatty, a train wreck.
Good morning, Big Fatty.
Good morning, Big Fatty.
Good morning, Big Fatty.
And a haunting good morning to you.
Big Fatty, what's wrong with you?
I don't know.
Put on my dancing slippers to this. Well, you certainly can. Hi, everyone. I hope your hump day is going well. Y'all just felt like needed something a little jazzy this hump day morning. Cause y'all, we got big doings going on today. Well, not really today. Well, yeah, y'all, we're debuting a new segment. Debuting a new segment today on the little show, and I know some of you will not want to admit that you like this segment, but I think there are others that, you know, it's okay to de-lurk and state your personal beliefs. Big Fatty, this sounds like it's going to get deep. Well, it is, but y'all wishing us a good morning, Big Fatty, today was, y'all, that was that Casey and Holly, you know, Miss Bacon. Miss Bacon just visited them here recently out there in the Colorado, and then we heard from, DJ Ron and that Gary with two R's, and miss seeing them back during the hot dog down the hallway event, but I hope they're doing well. And then finally, two voices hadn't heard in a while, and y'all, that was the Haunt Cub and Bestie Bill. Oh, Big Fatty, well, the Haunt Cub's been very busy. You know, it is October. It is. And so he's probably out tricking or treating. Big Fatty, why's it got to be one? Why can't a trick be a treat? Big Fatty, I've made it vulgar. Y'all, it is the new segment of the little show. Y'all, I meant to start it on Monday, but I forgot. And y'all, what this new segment is gonna do, y'all, on this past Sunday morning at 2 a.m. in the morning, y'all, it became 1 month until we fall back and return to standard time. So y'all, from here on out, We're gonna have a little account now for when the clocks fall back and Big Fatty can go to bed at 7:30 p.m. in the evening. Yo, by the way, I'm gonna share some facts and all as it goes along. But y'all, 25 days. see y'all today. Today, the 8th of October, y'all, is a very important celebration of exiting the birth canal. Y'all, I've met this person once, I believe it was just once, out in Lost Wages, at, I believe it was the very first Pride 48, and, he couldn't give two shits about little shows, but y'all, he came to support his enormous husband, yes, Big Fatty, and he is the better half of that KC in Denver, y'all. I am talking about none other than the one and only Mr. Man, Big Fatty. We love Mr. Man. We do indeed. So, y'all, I don't know if Mr. Man is on the social medias, but I know KC in Denver is. So, y'all, if you see him online or hanging out in a fountain in his Speedos or Big Fatty, by the way, did Miss Bacon get to see Mr. Man and Sarge when she was out there with Sydney? Not the dog? No. In fact, she didn't even think to ask how they were or send good wishes or anything. Well, Big Fatty, Miss Bacon better get on the horn and wish Mr. Man a big old piece of cake. Yes, Big Fatty!
Miss Kitty and Olive are his friends, and then there's young Nicholas too. Granny and Durwood are his pals, and he is our Fatty the Pooh. Fatty the Pooh, Fatty the Pooh, that famous podcaster who natters and stuff. He's Fatty the Pooh, Fatty the Pooh, master of that special chair. Fatty the Pooh, Fatty the Pooh, he loves the puppet show with guys who are buff. It's Fatty the Pooh, Fatty the Pooh, showing off his big old pair.
Oh, Big Fatty, we love the Fatty the Pooh music from that frequency. It's true, and Big Fatty, it's always a clear sign you don't have shit to talk about when you play the long bumpers. It's true. Y'all, by the way, the music for Good Morning Big Fatty, y'all, that song was about 6 minutes long. I almost just said, okay, well, I don't have anything to say today. I'm just going to play the music. Big Fatty, will you go back and reconsider your decision not to play it? Well, we'll see. Big Fatty, no, don't think on it too much. Just make the decision and go. Y'all, let's see. After I spoke to you yesterday, what did I do? Y'all, it was a quiet evening. I did not see the nip. In fact, I was a little late. I think I mentioned to you that I was working on that new project that I've got coming up. And y'all, I was late watching the CBS Evening News. And y'all, then after that, I watched the Jeopardy, and y'all, then the sports ball game was going to come on, and I thought, no, I'm not going to watch that, because that'll keep me up too late. And so, y'all, I turned on the Antiques Roadshow. Y'all, they were up there near Moose Pea. Y'all, what they like to do is they like to show reruns. And this was one of them where they were visiting in 2009. And then they, you know, played what the value of different things was. And then they showed the 2025 value, whether it had gone up or stayed the same or gone down. Yeah, it was really quite interesting. And I enjoyed it. And, you know, it's not one of those shows that it's more of a soothing. Yes, Big Fatty, kind of like the little show today. It's putting us all to sleep. Well, well, at least something good will come out of it. Yes, Big Fatty. When it was over, y'all, I crawled into the live chamber. Y'all got 100 on my sleep score on Monday night. And that's good. Yes, Big Fatty. The other thing that I wanted to mention, what was it the other thing I wanted to mention? Oh, Miss Bacon. Miss Bacon was watching the sports ball last night. Y'all, and Flo. You know, Flo is a big fan. A big fan of the Jacksonville Jaguars. And y'all, they won. They beat that Mr. Taylor Swift. And my homie, whatever his name is, Clinton, I think. Clinton Mahomey. And Big Freddy, that's not his name. Well, it's, what is his name? Y'all, it'll come to me. Miss Bacon's yelling it out right now. Yes, Big Fatty, we hear her, but she's not yelling it loud enough for you to hear. No, y'all, the Jaguars won, spoiler alert, by 3 points. And I know Flo had to have been excited about that. Where is Mahomes' first name? Y'all, it should. It's not Jackson. It's not Justin. It's not Michael. Y'all, it'll come to me. Yes, Big Fatty, hopefully by the boy, the little show is over. But anyway, y'all got up on Tuesday morning, watched Miss Gail King, read my e-paper, had my coffee. And y'all, I had something different for my broth because I had bought toasted cheese, frozen toasted cheese sandwiches that had like ground beef in it. So it was almost like a little cheeseburger kind of thing. And so, y'all, I put one of those in the microwave and heated it up a little bit so I could open it up. And, y'all, I put an extra piece of cheese in there, and then I put it in the toaster oven, the old one. The new one is due in hump day. Yes, Big Fatty. So I had that from a bar. Y'all, it wasn't bad. I'm sure they made a lot of money on it. I'm sure I didn't buy it if it wasn't a coupon, but anyway. And, y'all, after that, I was off, did not go on the morning nipple walk. I just nipple walked here in the the villa, until it was time for senior size class, y'all. Then I hopped in Earl Grey because it was sprinkling rain, y'all. I didn't want to get wet. No, Big Fatty, that's stink pot. Oh, anyway, went to senior size class, came back, y'all. I had me watched The Price is Right, had me some little salami slices and cheese. And I did a outdoor nipple walk because by then the sun had come out. Y'all, the weather has just been, y'all, it's been gorgeous, just gorgeous. I think the high on two. I say Tuesday was like going to be 83. And but y'all, today as you're hearing this, except Moose P, the high on hump day is supposed to be 87. And but y'all, it is the high on Thursday is 71. Big Fatty fall has fallen. Or we can say that on Thursday. Yes, Big Fatty. So y'all, I'm looking forward to that. And it's supposed to get a little rain this weekend. Big Fatty, I didn't realize that you had gone into the weather center. Oh, I'm always ready to go into the weather center. And so, y'all, I did that nipple walk. And now I just have to close my rings to get my rings closed on my exercise. Y'all, the NIP has sent me some sort of article about the best way to care for your teefies. And y'all, if I don't have any new content for tomorrow, I may read that to you. Oh, Big Fatty, please, somebody call. Please. We don't need him to read about the teefies. Well, you just never know. And y'all, I got a message from the Page's Okra Grill. You know, it's one of Big Fatty's favorite restaurants and a required stop for any visitors coming to Fat A, because Big Fatty, except for Dean, because he wanted the fried okra and you didn't take him to the... No, I didn't. But y'all, they're having Oktoberfest, and they're having some kind of sausages and sauerkraut and... And I don't know, potato pancakes or something like that. I don't know, but that was, they're doing it every two Tuesday in October. And so, y'all, I messaged the lady that I go see over at Shady Pines, and I said, would you like to meet at Pages? She said, yes. And so, y'all, I sent the NIP a message saying we're going to Pages instead of Shady Pines today. And, y'all, he's going to join us. You know, if there's one way to get the NIP out of the house, it's to talk about Pages Okra Grill, because, you know, they have the good size. And, y'all, so we're doing that. Y'all, I've still got to get my shirt. And, y'all, I think that pretty much has been my day. Big Fatty, how did you fill that 20 minutes? Oh dear, Gussie, y'all, I hope you have a lovely, just a lovely hump day. Y'all, usual routine later today. Got the trip to the Von Z's, gonna get Earl Grey washed. And y'all, like I say, I'm expecting the new toaster oven here at the villa. So y'all will have I don't know if we'll have a full report on that tomorrow. We'll save it for Friday. Oh, yes, Big Fatty. And y'all, I hope you like the new segment of the Countdown to Standard Time. Yes, Big Fatty, we love it. Y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, you heard Miss Bacon from over there at the Epitome little show. And Miss Bacon, what's on your agenda for today?
And then I'm going to go back and I'm going to listen to the NIP.
Big Fatty, I'm worried sick about Miss Bacon and Patty Bacon. Worried sick about them, yes?
You can leave a comment on the secure website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com. Call the voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And leave a message or just natter with the fat one and poodle.
Yes!
This show is part of Pride 48 and is the premier production of the RNL Podcasting Network.